President Bush travels to Little Rock, Arkansas today to talk about jobs. He's trying to show his concern for the economy at home while still keeping voters focused on U.S. successes abroad. NPR's Cokie Roberts joins me now. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. There
have been a lot of stories about battles between the Defense and State Departments about what happens next in Iraq. Who's in charge?
Well, yesterday, Secretaries Rumsfeld and Powell were all over the airwaves making nice to each other because, of course, there have been all these stories about the battles, and former House Speaker Newt Gingrich had come out and attacked the State Department, and so Colin Powell was in a position to defend himself against Gingrich, saying that for Gingrich to attack him was for Gingrich to attack the president because it was the president's policy that sent Powell to Syria. So this was a whole day of showing two very tough guys, the Secretaries of Defense and State, out talking to the American people, but also singing with one voice.
President Bush is spending time on domestic affairs, but it's his foreign policy spokesman who are talking to the public. Why?
Well, this is an interesting balancing act that the president is doing, Bob. The day after his triumphal speech on the USS Lincoln, the unemployment numbers came out, and it was, of course, up to 6% unemployment, the third straight month of job losses. Polls are showing that that people think the president, a lot of people, almost half, think the president doesn't care about average people. So he has to do something to show that he cares, and that's why he's going to Little Rock today. But he also has to keep people remembering the war in Iraq, the war in Afghanistan, and the war against terrorism, because that's where he does so well. 50 points higher than the Democrats in the most recent ABC poll on the war on terrorism. So his economic team is not talking to the public. You don't see the Secretary of the Treasury out there. The White House economic team, we've never really met on the airwaves, the new team. So the president wants to keep us thinking about that image on the USS Lincoln, while, on the other hand, he is trying to make people realize, think that he does care about what's going on in the economy.
Well, regardless of how the administration wants to direct the discussion, the House of Representatives is scheduled to vote this week on a tax cut. What's likely to happen?
Well, the House seems to have come up with its own plan, House Republican leaders, of a $550 billion tax cut, still a half a trillion dollars, taking the most popular parts of the president's plan. That's a child credit, a marriage penalty elimination, and then treating the taxation on dividends like capital gains and reducing those. But, you know, the Republican House is fighting with the Republican Senate over taxes, and the Democrats are on the sidelines enjoying the show.
With Republicans in control of the White House, the House, and the Senate, you'd expect them to sing with one voice. Why aren't they doing that?
Well, because they're very different bodies, and this is something that they're learning the hard way. I remember once when Tom Foley was the Democratic Speaker of the House, and a young Democrat talked about the enemy, and Foley said, "Who are you talking about?" And the guy said, "Well, the Republicans." And Foley said, no, the Republicans are the opposition. The Senate is the enemy. And that is a very strongly held view inside the two bodies. There's a joke that when a member of the House goes to the Senate, the intelligence levels of each body goes up. So, you know, you have to understand that those rivalries often run a lot deeper than the rivalries between parties.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.